You're listening to DraftKings Network.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly.
So, was I shock jockey enough drinking from the tequila bottle free?
Jesus,
man. Slurring. Oh boy. Was I shock jockey enough? Do we win today on the second day of freedom? Dan Le Batard drinks off air. He has some tequila and does a show drunk. What will this rebel pirate do next? This corporate, didn't somebody put a headline on our exit? The last of the what? Le Batard, the Mavericks? The last of the Mavericks?
Really?
Do you want me to put this episode out?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
sure.
I want the pace this is going at, because if today was getting drunk, what is tomorrow and how long before you still got to microplaying Russian roulette?
Okay, this is what we've got to figure out. So let's do this post game here real quick, because I'm looking forward to where this ends up. I think I could develop with you, the listener, enjoying this, the greatest time of our professional lives. I could develop a full-blown drinking addiction, an alcoholism, doing the show every morning.
Not
drunk.
That we're making light of it.
Nope.
No, I'm just saying, like, the idea of me being able to do, who's this radio host freed from ESPN? What does he need to do to get attention? Get drunk every day. Drunk Le Batard. It's the show we wanted to do on the internet when ESPN gave us the resources and Mike ended up on the floor of the Clevelander, despondent. The show I've always wanted to do, the Dunk Le Batard show, us shedding credibility at every turn, Mike, to get drunk on the second day of freedom. Where does it end up next?
Mike has me smoking a joint three episodes into stupidity.
I mean, he does. We didn't have that call
Mike,
yesterday.
Can we do that here? We do that here? Can we just burn all
our
credibility?
Are you on tequila or cocaine? The ideas are coming so fast from you.
And furious. Slow down,
it's the pirate ship. Yo, ho,
no, it's the bottle.
It's the yo-ho-ho.
It's more the bottle of rum.
Yes,
yes,
radio,
of course.
I need more yo-ho-ho and less bottle of rum.
Okay.
This is also Chris's fault. Just, you know, he supplied the tequila. He got us in this spot. I mean, Chris, let's start running
ideas. Been a good show, man.
First.
Been a good show.
Yeah, good job, Chris. Good
careful
job.
Careful before someone dies in there.
Just who would ever play Russian roulette, by the way? That seems like a dumb game.
Don't give anyone a gun as a present for Christmas. Like,
very dangerous.
Stugatz hasn't gotten his present yet. Just think wisely before you pick something.
No. My present is I'm taking Chris golfing on Friday. That's apparently.
Oh no, Stugatz. I got a present for you for the golf course.
Okay, Dan never opened your card, by the way. Just the tequila.
Oh, give me the card. Give me the card.
Oh,
that's
wow.
True.
That's some heartfelt stuff there. Do not read that.
Wait
on
a minute,
air.
Chris. No, I should though. This is what I'm going to say.
Oh, that's some heartfelt stuff right there.
Hold on. No. Listen, I'm going to do this because the audience is going to love this.
I stink at writing.
Hold
man.
On, Chris. Hold
I
on.
Pretend to read the cards.
Oh,
okay,
card.
That was really nice. Thanks.
Appreciate
it. Throwing
the
garbage.
Chris, all right. Hold on a second, because this is about to be deeply moving to me. And it's going to be really cool for the listeners.
I'm not a good writer.
Hold on. This is not even to make fun of you. Chris, look, please let me finish here, because there has been a lot of pressure around this show here for a good long time. You know, 18 damn months where I've been sort of felt like, you know, I just felt like I was trying to get to a finish line here, because this was harder than it should have been. It should have been fun throughout, right? So for those of you who have been with us so intimately, and as we ride into, like, I'm super scared. Like, we are jumping off of a cliff here. That platform is wonderful. It helps us a great deal. Like, I'm hugely grateful and honestly grateful for the fact that we were, when Mike tweeted the other day, Thank you, ESPN. It was a dream come true. It really was for all of us. So for those of you tuning in expecting like some savage bitterness from me or some cutting, you know, I hate them, I'll never forgive them. Like, that's not going to happen here. And not because of any disparagement agreements, because we hugely appreciate what they built us into. They gave us the entirety of that platform to be these screw-ups who were allowed to be different than everything else in the machine. And at the end, as you know, it broke apart. You know, they let us out of the deal in a way that allows us to keep doing this the next day for you.
Yeah,
it's the next day. Like, nobody gets to do that. We got our stuff and we're here with you the next day because they let me out and they let us out gently because of what happened at the end that you all saw with Chris and his dad. It was, you know, whatever. It was just at the end. At the end of this ride, a very fun ride on ESPN. Just circumstances that included a pandemic, like, just broke us down.
Similar to Mike, I tweeted out, thank you, ESPN, time of my life. I thought I had the time of my life. That is until I saw you drinking at 9 a.m. this morning.
No, but this is the future now. So, Chris, though, because the people, look, we've been talking about this
the
for
future,
days.
Are you drinking every day at 9 a.m. in the morning?
Yes, and I'm going to tell you why, because it makes me more emotional. It makes it flow a little bit more in terms of the honesty, which is what liquor always does. And because I want the audience to know what they're supporting. I want them to know how heartfelt all of this is, how authentic all of this is, because I am promising you, okay, that we are going to be a really nice and fun thing to watch the rest of the way. And this isn't the tequila talking. This is because this is a good time for us to go and do the things that will grow the show and will make you love this family even more than you do, because Stugatz and I have been marveling at it on air with you, but in private, I can't tell you. And I hate to be it. You know, I feel a little bit of shame of how often I find myself moved. Okay. By the way that you guys love us. And I'm saying this to the audience because it's strange and it's unusual. And it's because somehow in a discerning fashion, somehow you know that we love each other and that this thing is a family that's a little bit different than everything else you've ever heard in radio. So when Chris brings me a bottle of tequila and I've got a card I haven't looked at, and you guys know what the specifics of this history are as it regards Chris Cody, I would, with your permission, not to embarrass you, not because you're not a good writer, I'd appreciate giving this to the audience because the intimacy means something to me. I believe it's why we're allowed to do this, because the audience sees clearly what it is that we're trying to do around here. What do you think?
I'm good with you reading it. I'm good with it.
I mean, at this point, I've pressured you in. If I'm sitting here blubbering, nobody can say that they're not good with me.
Listen, I'm good with you reading it. I hope there's misspellings in there. I hope it's poorly written. I also wish, armed with hindsight now, that you had built that up and Chris just said, no, go fuck yourself. I mean,
this is such a predictable ending to a day that started with you drinking alcohol at 8:30 a.m.
Tomorrow, we'll take a day off.
Just sloppy, crying, reading love letters.
Wait, Billy, you want a day off from all of it?
No, I just, you know.
What should I do here? Do I read it or what ends the show today?
Maybe tease it? I mean, I don't know.
Maybe drink some water?
Coffee?
Chris, some what bread. Should we do? Make a product? From the maker of Yo Ho Ho, the terrible pirate video that embarrassed us in the face of Hollywood and Hank Azaria, the son of Greg Cody, who deserves $35 every time he farts into a microphone because he's so very talented at what he does. From the maker of Yo Ho Ho, will it be or will it not be good content for me to read the audience? You and Chris, you and your dad, like, you can, people can say that this is people can say that this, you're just here because of nepotism, but you and your dad are legitimately funny. You're in on the joke, and wherever it is that you can be the oaf, you're in on being the oaf. And one of the many ways that I treasure and value you as someone who I've seen literally grow up since you were a kid. Like,
man, is he grown.
What were you, 9 years old? How
yeah, like, I remember when I was like definitely single digits, you would come over to my house and just raid the fridge of chips and just like eat all our dip. Like, yeah. Like, you would crush some chips and salsa.
Tostitos. It's like I couldn't get them anywhere else. I would come over and just
like make nachos. You'd take a plate out, yes. Put a bunch of chips on there, throw some cheese, get some tomatoes, throw it in the
know, the key to that is you have to get the shredded cheese, you put it on the bottom of the bowl, you put the nachos in, and then more shredded cheese on top of the chips. tips. How about that? Little,
thank you, Stugatz. I appreciate you trying to teach me something about nachos. I appreciate you showing us your expertise on the proper way to make nachos when my entire construct is built atop those nachos. I am a nachos thespian. I am a nachos entrepreneur. Sorry. No one in the, I am the nachos foremost expert nationally and internationally. You can teach me nothing in my wheelhouse.
Is anyone else hoping that as soon as Dan opens that card, either music starts playing or it's one of those pop-up cards? Because he keeps kind of going like he's going to open it and hasn't yet. And I'm just hoping to hear some sort of song start playing on that
Billy,
card.
I will tell you, when I grabbed the card, it was a very thick card. There is some sort of gadget, maybe a personal. I don't know what it is.
I'm excited.
Man.
I hope some music comes out. What does it say on the front?
All right,
paint
hold
a picture for
Wait,
us.
No.
Dan.
Before you do this, I'm gonna paint a picture for you and the audience. But Chris, I don't want to shame you here. And this is already getting way too syrupy. And I am deep into the bottle. Thank you, Chris, for buying the tequila. It was a sweet gift. Now, for those of you who don't know the history, maybe you're new around here. Maybe you're just finding out. Hey, what's this noise about? Why this guy leave ESPN? Check out the Lebatard and Friends Network. Check out the Dan Lebatard Show with Stugatz, Stupidity, Mystery Crate, South Beach Sessions. Shane Battier is coming out today. We are going to try and keep this thing afloat here for as long as we can as a pirate ship. We're going to take a few days off here and there because the pace is not reasonable right now for what it is that we're doing and all we've got going on. But we want to take you on this ride with us in every way, with me blubbering drunk on the air included. And Chris, I ask you not from a vulnerability standpoint or human standpoint, because I will not be comfortable if what you've written in here actually causes you some sort of shame. And I don't want to end up doing that. I'm asking you as a content maker, if I read this right now to clean, to end the show, will it be good content or will the audience prefer to not have the content?
I think they'll like it. You can read it.
Billy, how do you feel about the decision that's been made here?
I think at this point we need to read this card.
Yeah.
Roy, any opinions here?
This is taking too long. Let's go, man.
Okay, let's wrap it up. All right. So,
what does it look like? Paint us a picture. What color is the card?
All right, it is a very light green. It is a lovely light green, and there seems to be some a pattern that seems to be leaves and leaves of some sort. Yes.
Changing of seasons.
Yeah. And leaves is you're hammered. It's a leaf.
Okay, thank you, Gots. I appreciate it. Yeah, deep into the bottle, as you said, it is wrapped lovely and classy with a black band, and at the top in gold. It says, you're appreciated. That's where it begins. You're appreciated.
Very nice, Chris.
And so, okay, I'm going to, I'm not going to share with the audience what the gift is right now because
Ooh,
it's
a gift card, it looks like.
No, wait.
You're still waiting on my first?
Listen, you are going to love it. No, Chris, this was an excellent decision by you on what this thing on what the content would be here, because I've just caught this and hidden it. And I hope no one on the Zoom can see it, because holy shit, does this joke have a punchline? Okay, so are you ready? Is everyone ready here?
Yep.
Dan, you are a tough person to shop for, so I just got an expensive tequila with a cool bottle. And I know what you're thinking with the... Oh, I can't tell the joke. And I know what you're thinking with the gift inside cherry on top. Nailed it. In all seriousness, I didn't need what happened in the last couple of months for you to have my loyalty, but I promise you this. I will pay you back for the loyalty you showed me by busting my ass for you even more than I already was. I'm so excited for what's next. Happy holidays and happy new year. Love, Chris. So is everyone appropriately moved by that?
I am. Very nice.
What does the inside of the card look like?
More leaves, more imprints, more leaves, more imprints. Chris, thank you. Merry Christmas. Thank you. That was a nice gift. Thank
Super
you for,
nice,
for making the effort to come down here and write a card through the pandemic and bring me a bottle so that I could be drunk on our second day of freedom.
And thanks for nothing, Chris.
And I will leave the audience with this as the dismount. I don't know the value of this particular thing that I'm about to hold up, but Chris, are we okay saying the value, or we're not okay saying the value?
It's $25.
Okay. At, ladies and gentlemen, Bass Pro Shops!
Wow. It's like a kayak.
No, what you're thinking. Nailed it.
Kayaks.
He's never going to use that.
I was perusing that thing in Walgreens that has,
I
like,
hope
just,
you
like... $1,000, and I was like, what could I get Dan here from this gift card?
I hope there's nothing on that. You should have gotten an empty gift card.
How do you have Dan in a Bass Pro Shop?
That's perfect. That's hilarious.